it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, what's up, folks? Welcome to another edition of Football Theory. I'm Lifetime Longhorn Roy Babers, joined by the coach, Coach Shipley, former high school coach at Burn, Capel, Brownwood, Belton, Rotan, played college football at Abilene Christian, also coached there, coached at the University of Texas for five different seasons, had multiple roles there. Now you can catch his work at ShipleyRanches.com. What's going on, Coach? Coach Bob Shipley. What's going on, Coach? How you doing?
It's always a good day to be talking ball with you, Rod.
Always a great day to be talking football. And I leave here a wiser man, having siphoned some of your knowledge, Coach. So I appreciate you joining us. All right, I want to just go over today some of, and I got my own list here based on my research. If just looking at yards per play, most effective play concepts that Texas uses. And I think it'll be a fun little exercise. Now, you know, some of these, you don't have a huge sample size. I like to run a lot of these plays, some of them every game or multiple times a game. So some of these are more exotics at times, but I still think they're worth kind of getting into. I think it'll give you a deep dive into the mind of Steve, the offensive mind of Steve Sarkisian. So we'll do that. Before we get started, though, let's thank our fantastic sponsor for Football Theory. It's brought to you by accomplished Austin realtor Laura Baker. And Laura and the Andy Allen team at Keller Williams can handle all of your real estate needs in the Austin area. Laura is not only a diehard Longhorn fan, but a longtime Austin real estate expert. Give her a shout today at 512-784-0505. That's 512-784-0505. So thank you to Laura Baker for all of her support, especially of Football Theory. All right. So I basically got a list. I have like seven plays. So it's almost a top five plus a couple of honorable mentions. If you're just looking at most effective offensive concepts for Texas last year. And I didn't even know where this was going. I just kind of went back and through all the data that I could accumulate from all my notes. So I have here, if you look at the seventh most effective play concept for Texas, it was actually the play action flood route. Flood concept for Texas. You know, they were averaging almost 10 yards per play on the play action flood concepts. For those who don't know, and Coach, you probably have a better definition than I do. It's floods when you flood one area of the field with multiple route concepts, flood one area of the field, usually layering it different layers for the quarterback, right? Or flood one area of a zone. How do you describe it?
Yeah, typically against a zone. If it's not a zone, then you're flooding to rub.
You know, flooding to rub, I like that.
Yeah, but you're really picking the DB. Although we try to stay politically correct and say rub.
You know what it is, Coach. Glad you said yes. You're picking.
It's a pick. That's what it is. It, make no mistake about it. But yeah, just really effective against a zone. And you know, the thing about the zone is it takes a little time sometimes to drop into your coverage. So the play action really gives the receiver an extra step and an extra advantage because the DB, you know, when you got the quarterback getting the snap from the shotgun or whatever, dropping straight back, the DB doesn't have to worry about anything.
Yep.
But when you're running that ball through the gut of the running back while the receivers are gaining ground on you, that's why it's a fairly effective concept in our offense.
Yeah, and it's actually one of Sark's favorite concepts, too. I mean, in terms of passing concepts, you'll likely see it once or maybe even twice a game. Sark likes that concept, that play-action flood concept. The next play, looking at it in terms of just overall effectiveness, it's actually the curl route. Sark loves deep curls, Coach. You remember these. He's got a deep curl off of just a straight drop back. He's got a deep curl off of a play-action drop back. The play-action one is interesting because this is a two-receiver route combination. max protect so you can get those curls deep, deep down the field past 15 yards a lot of times. And Quinn's got the arm for it. But yeah, after those deep curl routes, they're averaging over 12 yards per play on those deep curl routes. Because think about it, Coach, you're trying to defend Xavier Worthy and A.D. Mitchell. And as a corner, the thing that freaks me out the most trying to defend those guys is giving up the deep ball, letting X-Man behind me, or letting even A.D. Mitchell with his speed, letting those guys behind you. Texas might have had the fastest wide receiving corps in the nation last year. You know, even Jay Witt ran a 4-4. And with that, guys are turning their hips early to defend the deep ball. And as soon as you turn those hips, I think almost that is when they go match protect with those deep curls. That's when Sark says, that's when you sit it down. Because sometimes it was at 15. Sometimes it was closer to 17, 18, closer to 20. And I think they was like, hey, when that corner flips them hips, when he's totally worried about the nine defending the deep route, that's when you sit it down. And like I said, it worked a ton to perfection a lot of the time running those deep curls.
Yeah, and the nice thing about it is you're deep enough where you don't really have anybody that's going to undercut the route.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's one reason. To me, it's very similar to a play concept that we saw back in the early 2000s to our mid-2000s probably when the back shoulder started getting very popular.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's the same type concept. It's a little bit harder on receiver maybe because you've got the boundary to work with or work against. But the main thing is it's the same thing for a defensive back either way. It's making them think you're going deep, you know. Yep. And the ball is actually thrown before the receiver even breaks back. And that's the thing that's impressive. You know, you look at it on, you know, watching a game and you go, okay, well – but if you really stop and see what the quarterback's seeing and he's throwing the ball before the receiver, he's even starting to make his break. That's great. That's great timing. And it's great. It shows the amount of time these guys put in on their timing to make that happen. And as a defensive back, what do? I mean, you just got to throw your hands up in there. How do I stop that?
Yeah, you're right. When that time is like that, Coach, that ball is already out.
I can stop it, but then he's going to toast me because I'm going to be throttling down, expecting that deep out, and then he's gone behind me.
Yeah, and then you're getting, and then coach wants to have a talk with you on the sideline. You don't want that. I'd rather give up that deep curl any day than give up that deep ball. Because not only does coach want to talk to me on the sideline, then Casey Hampton wants to come talk to me. Hey, what happened on that play, Babers? Like I don't need the big men coming up to me upset with me. The big guys don't like that. They don't like it at all, coach. So deep curls, coach, he really liked those. And here's a concept that Texas ran a lot of it in the spring game, but also ran a lot of it last season, and they love it. I think you're gonna see it even more this season. The tight end screen, they were averaging damn near 13 yards per play on the tight end screen. And when I went and looked at my notes from the spring game, Texas ran the tight end screen four times, averaged 11 yards per play running the tight end screen. It's money. Yeah, you know, 50% of the time, it works every time. I mean, that's the thing. Sark is a big fan of it, coach. And Sark likes deception in his passing game, right? I mean, half of his passes, attempts are play action pass or RPOs pretty much. That's like half the passing game. And then maybe another 10 to 15% of it is screen passes, which he loves to screen pass, whether it's to a tight end or a running back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think you know, it's a good way to get your guys' weapons the ball, whether you're a wide receiver, a tight end, a running back. He's got very effective screens for every position.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes as a fan, it's a little bit boring because, you know, somebody misses his block and you miss a block. One thing about it, everybody sees who missed their block on a screen. I mean, it's so obvious out there. Everybody, you know, and it's the same thing for that receiver. When he gets to the sidelines, coach says, hey, how can you miss that guy? And then the dude that caught the pass said, hey man, you're going to get me killed out there. it's almost feast or famine. You know, they stop you dead in your tracks, or maybe you can find your way through there.
Yeah.
But it's a great scheme too. And I just think all of it, you know, you think some people think, well, this is a great play. This is great. Yeah. But how do all these plays mesh together?
Yeah.
How do they all mesh together? If they all look so different and are so different, it's so easy for the DBs and the secondary and well, just the defense in general to know what's coming. But when it's all when it all fits in a scheme together, which ours does, it's all a package. It's all something will work off of something else. Then we'll do this. Then we'll fake the screen and we'll do the pump and go, you know, and we call that fox, you know, smart like a fox, you know, you out fox them. And, you know, just those little things like that, it all works together. And that's a beauty. If you really, really study the offense, it's all a perfect package. It's not a piecemeal like you see some people do. It's all, it all syncs and all works together.
Yep, that's a great point, Coach. And honestly, the biggest example of that, or the most glaring example in Sark's offense, is his RPO packages. He says an RPO-based passing game at every run concept, wide zone, split wide zone, inside zone, split inside zone, counter tray, they all have the RPO concept built right off of it. So every run concept has an RPO, and that gets us to what is also one of the I think now we're in the top five here. I think we're at number four here in terms of most effective plays for Sark last season. The RPO swing screen with the pin and pull run concept. So the run basically is a kind of a pin and pull concept. But they got a swing screen. They run bubble, kind of a bubble route they run on the outside to pair it up. That's the tag. And, man, they Sark loves that that swing screen RPO concept. They ran it a lot and averaged over 12 yards per play.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Running that concept. It was, like you said, it was one of those that Jay Witt often would be the end up being the lead blocker, right? Because he's throwing that that bubble screen out there. And then he would prove his worth that he was a great lead blocker on some of those. And X-Man is so quick to the point of attack. And if the ball was on the money with Quinn like it was, and that play would often lead them to where it left defenders kind of in the dust, where you would almost easily get 8 to 10 yards off of that. So that's another one. And goes to what you said, Coach. It's stacking. Every concept you stack on top, another concept, and you're stacking on top of the concept. So everything is streamlined. Everything has synchronicity, and the defense can't just identify, oh, based on that formation, based on that personnel grouping, they're going to run this play. The chance of them running this play jump to 80% when they're in this formation personnel package. Not in Sark's offense, because he doesn't give away a lot of tendencies because he's stacking those plays. Those concepts on top of each other.
And one nice thing about those concepts, so many of them, the ball gets out of the quarterback's hand fairly quick. You know, it's not like he's just sitting back there taking the defensive line's best pass rush because they know what's coming. And like I said, it's a little bit boring sometimes for fans to watch because we like to see the big play, ball thrown down the middle, ball thrown deep, and all that. But with a little bit of blocking and some athleticism by the receiver. You turn those little plays into big ones, and it's high percentage passing. And a lot of what Sark does is high percentage passes.
Amen, brother. Yeah, because all the RPO is just a quick game plus the run game.
Right.
You're getting the ball out quick to a glance, or like you said, the high percentage passes, a bubble screen or a swing screen, something like that. All right, continue. Now we're in the top three here. There's a concept called drive that Sark loves where it's just a shallow drag route paired up with a deeper dig route. And sometimes the drag becomes like a hook zone defender, so he'll kind of stop there if it's in zone. Sark loves this concept. It's one of his favorites, and they run it a lot, too. If you go look at that is one of, like, Sark's favorite kind of go-to plays, and Texas, once again, averaging almost 13 yards per play running drive, which I said is just a shallow drag with a deeper dig route on top of it, and that shallow drag – yeah, I sometimes feel like it's an option route at times, depending on if it's a zone or a man concept they end up with. But if it's man, hell, you know, I love what you said about the foot, the rub thing. Sometimes they can pair it up with a mesh concept, which Texas also runs a lot of the mesh concept. So that's another one. The one of the other plays, and it's like I said, they don't run this play a lot, but when they run it, they hit almost every time. It's basically a Y leak. It's the Y with a delayed release.
Yeah,
or yeah. he fake like he's gonna block coach, and then he releases. That usually is Gunnar Helm, and he was wide blank open a lot of times when they run that play. And I think that's also one of Sark's favorite concepts. Don't run it a lot. He saves it for when he needs it, but when he runs it, it's effective. Like it really is. The hit rate on it is really high.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite schemes, and it's one that Tom Herman ran really well too. It's not one you can run a lot, but you run everybody off, and then here comes that tight end. We like I said, we would call it a rail, and there's nobody anywhere around.
Nobody.
It.
Yeah,
you know, it's just it's such an effective. Such an effective scheme. And again, you know, all those schemes you're talking about all work off each other.
Yeah, you're right about that. And that's when, that's the one that Sark, he's almost saving that one and he's setting the defense up. You can see it. If anytime he run that play with that Y is going to leak out late, delay release, or he's going to block for a half a second or a second and then release out where he ends up wide open, Sark sets that play up in the first quarter. And like in the second quarter, and then runs it in the fourth quarter sometime after, like you said, go stacking those plays. It was run off of this run concept out of this formation. They ran it two or three times, got the linebacker on it a few times. Now the linebacker's like, I'm stubborn. Hell no, they're not giving me this time. I'm crashing down next time they run that play. I know exactly what it is. And Sark, all the guys in the booth, coach, they're watching that linebacker. They're watching, all right, he's going to crash, coach. Oh, coach, last time he crashed it down. He stopped the run, but we got him. He's overly enthusiastic about crashing that gap. And that's how they get them. So it's really – that's why they don't run it a lot. But when they run it, man, it hits. Okay, so if you look at the most effective concept that I have for Texas that they ran, at least, you know, more than once, and wasn't just a trick play or something, throwback screens. And every Longhorn fan remembers them. That throwback screen that they would run to Jonathan Brooks when they have that misdirection and get everybody going one way. And then even the half boot, half roll by Quinn, and then they come back and throw it the other way, and you got blockers already set up, and then Jay Brooks just got clear green in front of him. That it they on that play, coach, they averaged over 20 yards per play when they would run it, and it was like I said, it was perfectly set up, and you didn't run it a lot. And Sark loves the screen game, the screen package, and I think he's expanding his screen package. Andy Reid talked about how him and Sark are friends. You know, Sark has, Andy Reid has one of the most, he has one of the most evolved and one of the most expansive screen packages in the history of football. And I wonder if Sark's going to steal some more of his screens, because Sark's screen game has gone, I think it's improved every year. And that throwback screen last year, that was probably their top play in terms of yards per play produced on average. And it was a moneymaker for him, coach.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it is. And I've heard Sark say publicly that, you know, all good coaches are great thieves. I mean, we steal ideas. We see things. Mm-hmm. And I used to have coaches come and say, hey, I saw this play. We got to put this on. Okay, well, two things. How's it going to fit in with what we're doing? And what are you going to take out to put that play in? Because you got to rep, you got to rep, you got to rep. And not only do you have to rep it, you got to rep it against every defensive front or coverage that you think you might see.
Yep.
And so, and then your adjustments off of it. So it's real easy to sit and come up with these plays, but what's really hard is to make everything fit where you can rep it and get it all done in time. One of the things that you mentioned, I think, is very important, and I promise you, Sark, all good offensive coordinators have this. For every play, there's always something that they want the box to be watching. For example, when they're going to wind up throwing that screen throwback, you know, they're watching that backside defensive end. They're seeing he's crashing. They're seeing if he's waiting back, you know, they're watching that kind of stuff.
Yep.
You know, they're watching how that cornerback's playing and whether we can run an out and up or stop and go, you know, whatever. I mean, whatever it is, almost every single play, they'll have somebody in the box watching a certain position and say, okay, coach, it's going to be there. And coach, exactly what he's talking about, you know. But that's just good planning on coach's part to have people watching all those little things so that he knows it's going to be there. Because you really can't watch a point of attack and be watching backside or somewhere else. you know, to, if that play is going to set up something else. So that, that was a really good point you made, and I think it's something Sark does well.
Yeah, no, the staff, they work well together. That's clear. And I'll drop this little nugget before we get out of here. Since we're talking about screens and that throwback screen being arguably the most effective play that Texas used last year consistently. Jonathan Brooks, based on the Pro Football Focus numbers here, of running backs who had at least 10 screen targets last season, he had the highest Pro Football Focus receiving grade on screen passes. He was number one. So Sark knows how to set up a screen. Jay Brooks knew how to run a screen. I think Jaden Blue and Baxter will be just as good in that screen package for Sark. All right, before we get out of here, let's thank our sponsor once again. We are very grateful to Laura Baker Football Theory, brought to you by Laura Baker and the Andy Allen team at Keller Williams. They can handle all of your real estate needs in the Austin area. Laura is not only a diehard Longhorn fan, but Laura is a longtime Austin real estate expert. So please give her a shout at 512-784-0505. That's 512-784-0505. All right, thank you, Coach. I appreciate the wisdom as always. Always leave here a smarter football theorist because of you. also, thank you to Laura Baker, and thank you to all you guys out there for joining us. Really appreciate it. And thank you to the On Texas Football family. Until next time on Football Theory, hook 'em horns.
Hook 'em.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.